It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, available, of course, every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple and wherever you get your podcasts from this morning. And already the middle of our working week up to a Wednesday, the 29th day for November. Good luck if you are buying before Christmas. You know, many people have actually given up. They've just said, no, it's too close to Christmas now. Let's wait until the new year. But there is time. Of course there's time. There's still plenty of time to buy between now and Christmas as we catch up with Judy O'Day from Ray White in Paddington. Not the Paddington in Sydney, the Paddington in Brisbane. And good morning to you, Judy. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast. And there is time, isn't there, for people to transact?
Absolutely, Craig. You know, I'm getting ready for Santa to come down that chimney, and I'd like that chimney to perhaps be a new property for all the buyers out there.
I suppose, you know, fair enough. Some people have got a really big time frame between now and Christmas Day, so it just gets too hard, but many people are still transacting.
They certainly are. So, look, we did, not myself alone, I did about three auctions last Saturday. They did sell. My auctioneer actually did 13 auctions on Saturday, and he sold 11 out of the 13. And we face the same situation again this weekend. So, there's definitely that wonderful FOMO happening, and you've got to be in it to win it.
Yes, and we'll talk about that FOMO in just a moment. So, Judy, you are Brisbane born and bred. 17 years, you were telling me, you've been in real estate. And I found this comment pretty interesting. You said that there's not enough women working in real estate.
That's absolutely true. When I looked at the figures and I spoke to head office about this when I came had a look at the percentage of women in as saleswomen in Ray White for Queensland, it's only 27%.
Wow.
It's not a very strong figure. There's two aspects that I like to talk about, and that is, number one, helping women who want a real estate career. It's a wonderful career. If you are interested in people, not necessarily houses, you've got to be interested in people, and you've got to want to work extremely hard. It is an extremely rewarding, dare I call it, profession.
Now, why do you think that there is only 27% in the Queensland Ray White organisation that are women?
Well, that's the figure, and I'm sure that that's representative right across the board. It's a bit of a men's game, and I think there's a lot of women who would like to sell with a woman. I've experienced that many times where, you know, I've been up against the boys, and I think that women bring a certain, you know, style and elegance and understanding to the table. And also, there's another interesting figure. I know that 68% of the decisions are made by women about buying the house. So you've really got to watch who you're talking to when you're actually talking to a couple and working out who really is the decision maker.
Yeah, and just on that note, because we talked to Tara Kelly, she's an auctioneer there in Brisbane, and of course, as far as the auctions are concerned, women do it completely different to the boys, and I think that that probably translates to the actual sales when, if you compare male versus female, it's probably a little bit more of a relaxed situation, do you think?
That's a very interesting comment, because I can't stand an auction being called like a racehorse. It really grates on my nerves.
That fire lamp is coming down the outside of the motor.
I know. So it's something that, look, I'd love to mentor more women about this situation. I think that there are a lot of women who really need to understand that real estate it's a wonderful career. I actually started real estate at the age of 48.
Wow. Okay.
I've turned that into a very successful career. However, I had a very strong sales background. My background is fashion, and I've taken that flair and used it in my sales work that I do as a real estate agent. I had to learn a whole new language at the age of 48 to actually learn how to sell real estate. It hasn't been easy, but I just really enjoyed what I've had to learn, and I've enjoyed the experience. It's been phenomenal.
Judy, I love it. You have taken that flair from fashion to real estate and you're loving it. I can hear the enthusiasm still in your voice.
Of course, it's still in my voice. There is a career here that you can go for a long, long time if you've got the energy and the drive and you're willing to work incredibly hard.
Well done. Well, we'll come back to Judy in just a moment from Ray White in Paddington, and we'll talk about the local market next.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
And Stephen in Ashbury, good morning to you in Queensland, a long-time follower of the Real Estate Podcast. You emailed in to tell us that you are turning a year older today, turning 47, so many happy returns. And a reminder, if you want to get somebody's name in, all you have to do is email us to realestatepodcast@gmail.com. And also celebrating today for November the 29th, Diane Ladd, she's turning 86, and the actor Don Cheadle, he's turning 57.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
And around the country, good morning. If you are in Sydney, expecting cloudy and also a possible storm with 27. Melbourne, expect some rain today with 20 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy with 1 to 2 showers and 29. And in Perth, also partly cloudy and your high 25.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
And we are back on your Real Estate Wednesday talking to Judy O'Day from Ray White there in Paddington. And Judy, you were saying to me that you also support the local school there, Rainworth State School. You're a bit famous on their radar for fundraising.
Yes, I thoroughly enjoy it. Probably the biggest event that I did there, I actually raised $45,000 for them. I did an auction. They bid for our services. We raised $45,000. I'm so proud of handing over a check to the Rainworth State School. But just going to the events and being a part of that community, it just gives me great joy. I have lots of fun.
And just before the break, we were talking about just how wonderful women are representing real estate, sort of taking it to another level. But just want to slip in here that, fellas, you're still doing a good job, all right? I don't want to get too many of these emails saying, hey, you're not supporting us.
I don't mind rattling the odd cage, the odd male cage. But just for women to know that there is support there, I'm very interested in supporting women and helping them in this career. It's a wonderful career. It's no load to carry to have a real estate license. And as I said, you know, if you've got interest in people, it's not about the houses. It's about bringing the people together, the buyer and the seller, and marrying them up. And of course, a negotiation skill. And as I mentioned, look, it was like learning a whole new language when I started, you know, back at the age of 48. And I just loved the challenge.
Well, you know, I feel like listing a property with you, but I don't have one at the moment. So you've sold me.
And I love my videos. I've always enjoyed doing the videos. I do these fabulous walkthrough videos. I actually dress up along the lines of the house. So I sort of feel sometimes like an art piece there in the house. But I absolutely study and adore Kevin McLeod and Grand Designs.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He's such a wordsmith. Yes. And he's such a wordsmith, and he has the passion for the houses. And that's how I see selling the sizzle, the lifestyle, the beautiful homes.
Now, let me ask you this, because you're saying that you love the videos, you love creating the videos, you sort of go next level because you dress up for them, so there's this whole authenticity, particularly if the home is very, very classy, there you are, you've got something sort of designer on. But what about some of these videos? It does need to sort of get a little bit more professional in some cases. Some of these videos, you watch them and you think, am I watching a real estate video? What is this exactly?
I know. And look, everyone complains about that. I think that we have to be mindful that we represent the seller and we are selling a home, and we're not necessarily, it's not all about us. And I'm sorry that the real estate agents sometimes forget this. However, it has to be authenticity in everything you do, and be mindful of that.
All right, so let's have a look at Brisbane. As you mentioned, FOMO, FOMO, FOMO in the property market. There is plenty of demand going on. So what is happening in Paddington?
It's not just Paddington. I'd love to say yes, Paddington or the Inner West. But for Brisbane, this is our golden age. I've never seen anything like this. All focus is now on Brisbane, and we've got really almost 9 years to maximise our real estate, values and the whole energy that's here. It's just phenomenal.
What's happening with you personally between now and the end of the year? How strong is the buyer intention? And, well, I guess they're getting a little bit late if they want to list their property now.
Yes, Craig. I probably wouldn't advise people listing because everyone goes into party mode. We actually work right up until, Christmas Eve. It's hilarious. People actually still making decisions. It's like Christmas Day is another auction date, and people are still making decisions right up until the day. However, look, as a professional, I would then say to people, you have those 2 weeks. Everyone loves those 2 weeks of rest, and then we're ready to start up in 2024. There's still quite a bit of stock there ready to go before Christmas, and, there is that fear of missing out, and it's working well.
Well, it sounds like you are busy. It sounds like the golden age of Brisbane is there happening for Christmas, Judy, which is great.
It's actually continuing all the way through. All eyes on Brisbane.
Now, what do you do come Christmas Day, around the Christmas table? Hey, how does that go for you?
Oh, I wish a few of them would drop out.
There you go. You've just annihilated a few of them.
But the last count I had, I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't think this is a great number, but I do. At last count I had 15 and three dogs. So, and one grandchild. It's going to be lots of fun. And I'm not the best cook in the whole world, but the Delicious magazine for Christmas, that issue is just going to save me, I'm sure.
All right, Judy, well, we'll leave it there. Enjoy your Wednesday in Paddington in Brisbane. Great to chat with you, and enjoy your day.
Yes, and the golden age of Brisbane. Don't you love us?
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Yes, it can be a little bit difficult to get your head around that, but the luxury market certainly has its place, and there are consumers that are looking for that escape nowadays to be able to drop $80,000 plus on a luxury holiday up here in Noosa.
What is the number one luxury high-end location in Australia?
I think when they come to Australia, if you're talking Sydney, it's Sydney Harbour, something with those iconic harbour views with the Harbour Bridge and the city, New Year's Eve fireworks, Bondi Beach. Bondi Beach is famous around the world. These two locations, they sell themselves before they've even planned to come to Australia. So they're the two we get most often from the international traveller.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.